This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Moirasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Yeshua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. The parasha begins with the words, Eile HaDevorim Asher Diber Moshe El Kol Yisrael. These are the words that Moshe spoke to all of Klal Yisrael. There is a mystical idea that the content of the parasha each Shabbos is connected to the events of the coming week. Parashas Devarim is always read on the Shabbos preceding Tisha B'Av. What is the connection between Parashas Devarim and Tisha B'Av? The Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes Amid Beis teaches us that one of the reasons for the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash was the Aveira of Sinas Chinam. Many times, such hatred has its origin in Lashon Hara and painful words. Moshe was telling Klal Yisrael that specifically at this time of year, before Tisha B'Av, we must rectify the Avera of painful words. Eile HaDevorim, Devorim words, be careful with your words. And the pasuk continues, El Kol Yisrael, at this time of year it should be Kol Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael together, united, and not splintered into factions. The Vilna Gaon adds that the word Eile in the pasuk Eile HaDevorim is an acronym. The Aleph Lamed He stands for Avak Lashon Hara, the dust of evil speech. Even traces of gossip, one should be careful not to speak, especially during this time of the year. The pasuk continues, Achad Oso Yoy Mecharev, that Moshe told Klal Yisrael that it should have taken 11 days to travel from Chorev, from Har Sinai, to get into Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem wanted Klal Yisrael to enter quickly, and that 11-day trip only took 3 days. Kli Yakor explains the words Achad Oso Yoy Mecharev to relate to this time of year. Achad Oso Yoy Mecharev. There are 11 days throughout the year that are connected to Chorev. Chorev from the word Chorban. 11 days that are connected to Chorban, to Chorban Beis Hamikdash. And they are the 9 days of Av, Shivasar B'Tamuz, and Asara B'Teves. Kli Yakor continues that the words Bein Paron Ubein Teufel in the Pasuk are also hinting to this time of year. Paron was the location where the Meraglim were sent from. The Meraglim came back from spying on Eretz Yisrael and cried on that night. That night was the night of Tisha B'Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Atem bechisem bechiyo shochinam. You cried for no reason on that night. Vani etein lochem bechiyo ledores. So now, I will give you a reason for generations to cry on that night, the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Teufel in the pasuk comes from the word tiflus, which means foolishness and avodah zarah, which is referring to the avera of the Egel, which took place on Shavasar B'Tamuz. So when the pasuk says Bein Paron Uvein Teufel, it is referring to the time between the Teufel, the Egel, which was on the 17th of Tammuz, and the time of Paron, the Meraglim, which they returned on Tisha B'Av. Again hinting to this time of year, the 3 weeks between Shavasar B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av, Bein Paron Uvein Teufel. As an addition to the Kli Yakor's Vart, I once heard that in the pasuk in Parashas Kisisa by the Avera of the Egel, Aaron said, Chag Lashem Mochar. Al Pi Drush, the numerical value of Chag, Ches Gimel, is 11, referring to the 11 days of Churban that we mentioned before. The Gemara tells us, Yesh Mochar La'achar Zman. Sometimes Mochar does not mean tomorrow, but rather at a future time. When the Pasuk says, Chag Lashem Mochar, it means Mochar, at a future time. Chag, the 11 days, the Ches Gimel, the 11 days of Churban, will turn into Chag, a day of joy, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, b'mheira of Yomeinu. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that when Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz was a young boy, he was known to be a great masmit, well beyond his years. And while his peers passed their time playing games and acting their age, Rabbi Yonasan used every spare moment to learn Torah. Someone once asked Rabbi Yonasan about his behavior, questioning if he would have been happier spending his free time like the other children. Rabbi Yonasan, even at that young age, showed his sharp and analytical mind by quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Zayin, where the Gemara says that a judge may not listen to the claims of one of the litigants if the other party is not present to challenge his arguments. This is based on the pasuk in this week's parsha that says, Shomoya bein acheichem u'shifaratem tzedek. Listen among your brothers and judge righteously. Since the pasuk says, Shomoya bein acheichem, acheichem in the plural, it teaches us that a judge may only listen when acheichem, both parties, are present, and not when only one of the litigants are present. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Aleph tells us that a person receives his Yetzer Hara at the time of his birth, whereas a person's Yetzer Tov does not enter him until he's bar mitzvah. Even if a person never actually becomes a judge on a Beis Din, every person is still serving as a judge every moment of his life, because he must constantly listen to the two litigants inside of him, the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov, and sort them out in order to come to a judgment regarding the proper course of action to take. Rabbi Yonason answered this person that the Yetzer Hara is pulling me to waste my time like the other children. But this is the opinion of only one of the litigants, the Yetzer Hara. As a judge, I'm not allowed to listen to the claims of one of the litigants without hearing the claims of the other. Since the other litigant is the Yetzer Tov, and he will not be present until my bar mitzvah, I have to ignore the Yetzer Hara until the Yetzer Tov is here to challenge the Yetzer Hara. And therefore, until that time, I cannot listen to the Yetzer Hara who is telling me to be Mevatel Torah. And I must continue with my learning Ba'asmada.